Hai guys, kembali lagi di episode terbaru dari When We Talk About bersama dengan host kalian, Erwin dan Vanessa. Belakangan ini kita sempat dihebohin lagi dengan berita dari Elon Musk yang menginvestasikan 1,2 billion US dollar dari via Tesla ke Bitcoin. Yang akhirnya menyebabkan harganya Bitcoin ini kayak jadi naik banget nih ya, Van. Nah, Vanessa, would you tell us about this trend of surge pricing dari Bitcoin?
Yes. So Bitcoin just jointly publicly traded companies like Apple, Microsoft, Google, and Amazon in breaking the 1 trillion market cap just this week win. This is like groundbreaking banget. And the price of the Bitcoin itself surpassed like 50K of USD mark for the first time this week. Dan sebenarnya nggak cuma Bitcoin aja, Win. Jadi, actually this has renewed the customer interest in cryptocurrencies, gitu kan. With tokens like Ethereum, terus ada juga namanya Sushi, ada namanya Ripple, right? And then famous Dogecoin, gitu. Riding the wave of support. Nah, sebenarnya nggak cuma Elon Musk dan juga Tesla. Tapi juga, this positivity of the market kind of like created because of like the big companies such as PayPal, JP Morgan, ini juga trying to approve the legitimacy of the cryptocurrency by investing in it. Nah, ini juga adding the positivity to the market, which surge the overall price, gitu loh. Nah, what do you think of the Bitcoin itself? Have you invested in it, Erwin?
Honestly, I haven't, Fun. I mean, like people were investing in it like since like 2 years ago. Tapi for me personally, I feel like it's still very volatile at the time. Kan? I mean, we still don't know like what's the usage of it. Gitu kan? There's still lack of use case at the time. Tapi sekarang seeing like a lot of the mainstream company and a lot of C-suit personality from the Fortune 500 companies are starting to invest their money there. I think I have missed the train on Bitcoin. Jujur-jujuran aja gitu ya. Do you invest in Bitcoin, Van?
I did, and I do actually. So, tapi mungkin boleh dijelasin juga nih, Win. I bet you actually know about Bitcoin gitu kan, dan the technology behind it gitu. Nah, mungkin why don't you tell us about the Bitcoin itself?
Right. Jadi sebenarnya Bitcoin ini it's one of the use case dari this new technology called blockchain. Right. I mean, it's not really that new sih sebenarnya, tapi blockchain itself, it's a distributed network of ledger. Secara gampangnya kayak gitu. Jadi it's a distributed network of ledger. Gunanya simple banget. What blockchain do is actually just to validate what is the transaction that happens before and what is the transaction that's gonna happen after. Gitu. Just a simple explanation, like oversimplified explanation of what blockchain is, ya kan? Nah, akhirnya blockchain ini karena di distributed network, dia punya security yang jauh lebih tinggi dibandingin any ledger in the world. Right, karena akhirnya yang harus ngevalidasi ini is a network of different people gitu, different individuals doing this activity that they called mining gitu. Mining ini sendiri, jadi sebenarnya what they do itu this network of people they have to validate a transaction yang happening on the blockchain of Bitcoin gitu. Nah, agak tricky mining ini sendiri karena it requires a lot of computer power, it requires a lot of computational dan juga mathematical knowledge juga gitu. And even if you do manage to confirm a transaction or validate a transaction, you don't necessarily get a Bitcoin out of that mining activity gitu. Nah, jadi you have to be like the first one to come up with the solution to that particular transaction kayak gitu. Nah, akhirnya yang ngebikin Bitcoin ini jadi valuasinya tuh jadi tinggi banget dan ngebikin mereka juga jadi something yang valuable sekarang as an asset karena mereka punya limited amount of Bitcoin yang bisa didistribusikan across the world gitu. Total maksimum itu cuma ada 21 million Bitcoin across the globe. Nah, karena dia limited amount of number, akhirnya ya semakin banyak orang yang ngebeli, semakin banyak interest-nya, harga dari Bitcoin juga akhirnya jadi surging juga kayak gitu. So that's actually technology behind it, ya kan. I mean, in my opinion, Bitcoin is just one good example of the power of blockchain, ya kan. It's a more blockchain itself. I mean, from the perspective of a bank atau from the financial perspective itu are seen as a more safe way of tracking transaction, of validating identity juga. Cuman, I think because of a lack of understanding, dan juga a lack of regulations, akhirnya blockchain ini masih belum widely used lah, terutama di Indonesia gitu ya. Nah, Van, kan, I mean, among the tech industry gitu banyak yang sering ngomong, blockchain is good and crypto is bad gitu. Why do you think that is, Van?
Okay, ini sebenarnya menarik, Win. Actually, the history ya, the history, because actually I'm really into blockchain and also like cryptocurrency. Jadi awalnya itu memang yang dibikin tuh Bitcoin dulu. Nah, jadi setelah Bitcoin dibikin, baru ide blockchain itu terjadi. Dan the founder itu sebenarnya adalah mirip-mirip nih. Nah, jadi dulu itu ada yang namanya Satoshi Nakamoto. Ini pseudonym ya, jadi bisa satu orang yang beneran namanya Satoshi, bisa juga it's like an unknown person, it can be like a group of people.
Tapi ketahuan nih ya ceritanya.
Iya, it's really smart. Like they invented this kind of like the Bitcoin idea. Dan tapi setelah itu mereka berpikir, if they want to have this kind of Bitcoin transact in a safe way, they need a decentralized kind of like technology nih in guarding the transaction. Makanya dari situ blockchain itu muncul. Nah, kenapa orang-orang bilang, okay, blockchain is actually like good, crypto is bad? Because crypto is trying to limit the intermediaries such as banks, such as government. Nah, ini membuat banyak banget nih pihak-pihak istilahnya ketika, for example, you want to do like transaction, you need like the third party intermediaries, right? Nah, third party intermediaries ini merasa terancam dong. Well, if this really happening, ya kan, in terms of like the cryptocurrencies and also Bitcoin itself, itu role-nya intermediaries bakal hilang gitu. Nggak butuh lagi banks, nggak butuh lagi financial institutions, right? Nggak butuh lagi even like government to govern such a transaction. Nah, tapi kenapa blockchain itu baik, right? Because the use case of the blockchain itself is widely not only in terms of like the transaction, but it also can improve the efficiency and also the transparency towards like end-to-end supply chain or also like value chain, for example. Let's say I want to know gitu ya, simple banget. Kayak misalnya makanan gue gitu ya hari ini itu dapatnya dari mana? Nah, using the blockchain technology, it actually can have this kind of like the level of transparency because it's like a block, right? It's like a ledger di mana orang-orang itu punya informasi-informasi yang akan terkumpul di satu chain yang akan mencoba untuk validate everything along the chain. Jadi lu bakal tahu nih, Win, istilahnya, okay, ini makanan gue sourcingnya dari mana, because group of people will try to verify it. Nah, dari situ, in terms of like the foundation of like data transparency will be built. Dan lu akan tahu nih, dari si blockchain ini, bahwa okay, ini benar-benar objectively verified bahwa informasi A, B, C, E, D, E itu, makanan lo itu, ketahuan dari petani A, dari petani B. Nah, itu salah satu contoh yang istilahnya why people think crypto is bad and also blockchain is actually good. Nah, makanya blockchain ini juga salah satunya diterapkan yang namanya smart contract. Nah, kalau smart contract itu sendiri, koinnya itu bukan Bitcoin sih. Koinnya itu namanya Ethereum. Nah, makanya orang-orang sekarang juga nggak cuma melihat dari segi Bitcoin itself, but also to the other currency such as Ethereum, because role dari setiap cryptocurrency ini beda-beda seperti itu. Nah, tapi kalau ngelihat dari segi trennya sendiri ya, Win ya, how do you think about it? Like, do you think it's like valuable? Do you think it's like safe, especially in Indonesia nih?
I think valuable, of course, is valuable. It's scarce, dan juga now it's gaining a wide popularity globally. Karena tadi kan a lot of the C-suite from Fortune 500 companies, the investing their money ke sana juga. So, of course, it's valuable. The only thing yang masih, for me, it's still a question mark, is the usage of Bitcoin for transaction as a fiat money, gitu kan. Because there's still a lack of use case, gitu, for me ya, kayak, for anybody to use Bitcoin to actually transact for something gitu. I mean, some companies, some startups have raised their fund through ICO, initial coin offerings, which uses cryptocurrencies juga anyway. Tapi the effectiveness of it is still being questioned, right? In Europe, karena their currency, some of their currency are unstable, akhirnya cryptocurrency becomes the preferred transactional medium for them, ya kan? But you know, I'm seeing that if Elon Musk suddenly tweets that, hey guys, we're now accepting Bitcoin as a payment for Tesla, then it will become a very very popular option and will be very very valuable juga gitu akhirnya. So I think it depends on the use case, yeah, on a lot of it gitu. Is it safe? I think if we talk about the popular names kayak Bitcoin, Ethereum, of course it will be safe. It's been widely used. Banyak negara-negara yang juga akhirnya udah mengakui some of the cryptocurrencies yang ada di market, right? Tapi di Indonesia sendiri, I don't think the governments, you know, I mean, it's always been the case with our governments gitu kan. They've always been yang wait and see, nanti ngelihat swasta dan juga marketnya kayak gimana, baru mereka mulai regulate gitu. Jadi, I mean, you know, unless they are more proactive in regulating cryptocurrencies di Indonesia, I don't see it happening soon gitu. You know, unless of course kalau misalkan players di Indonesianya yang udah mulai lebih proaktif dan try to do some groundbreaking stuff with di Indonesia gitu ya. Mungkin makanya juga the usage of crypto wallet gitu kan. Kayak Coinbase akhirnya jadi penting ya, Van.
Right. So basically this Bitcoin is just like surging because of some of big names ya. Itu membuat ini menjadi sesuatu yang sedikit bubble gitu, in a sense. The safety of this transaction and everything itu memang masih under-regulated nih, jujur ya. Dan the problem, sometimes, Bitcoin can be used for black market transaction. Nah, dan di sini juga untuk users-usersnya, yang masih istilahnya belum terlalu paham ya, belum terlalu paham untuk how to do the transaction, how to really store it, itu ini nih, this is like the real problem gitu. Nah, in terms of the wallet gitu ya, wallet itu serve as how we secure all of our Bitcoin or maybe like cryptocurrency into like a safety net. Karena kalau misalnya, for example, if you trade it like the currencies in the exchange, right, you also have the wallet, but you actually need to actually store that to like separate wallet, because if you only store in the one, for example, trading exchange gitu ya, itu tuh prone to the security breaching juga gitu. Nah, ketika kamu istilahnya masukin ke separate wallet, you can actually ground this wallet and have like for example double verification. Bahkan orang-orang itu yang benar-benar mau safety banget di walletnya itu, mereka kan ada ini ya, bisa record it digitally or actually record it like manually. Kalau mau benar-benar 100% security, itu biasanya dicatat di satu paper gitu ya. Dan paper ini nggak boleh hilang, karena when you want to open the wallet, you need to have like around like 30 words gitu untuk kayak open the wallet gitu. Nah, orang-orang yang istilahnya benar-benar mau mengguard this kind of wallet, mereka itu nggak akan store the information digitally because it's really prone to stealing. Banyak banget kasus-kasus itu yang Bitcoin happen to be missing and everything, karena memang in terms of like the understanding of the market is still very lacking. Nah, di sini nih makanya wallet itu, peran wallet itu sangat-sangat penting gitu. In terms of the wallet ya Win ya, ini ada salah satu startup sih sebenarnya yang lagi surging juga untuk raises the fund gitu. Pernah dengar gak blockchain.com?
Yes, mereka kemarin baru aja raising $120 million ya, Van.
Iya, dan this is like it develops a very popular cryptocurrency wallet gitu kan, nggak cuma as the exchange tapi juga explorer gitu. Ini di back sama siapa aja sih, Win?
Nah, mereka ini backed by some great investors juga, great name in venture capital. Mereka ada Lightspeed Venture Partners, mereka ada more strategic ventures, Calbase, Access Industries. Jadi, you know, they're backed by some prominent name, and the feeling on the ground is that they can actually compete with other, you know, non-custodial wallets kayak Coinbase Wallets, Argent, Zenko, dan lain-lainnya.
Iya, dan makanya ini banyak kali nge-hype soal wallet, because if you want to be a good wallet, you need to really make sure the security of your technology is happen to guard like all of these kinds of like transaction in terms of like the easiness, the speed, and of course the level of security. Nah, tapi dari segi crypto aset sendiri ya, Win ya, yang lo tahu selain Bitcoin tuh apa aja coba?
Well, dari yang gue tahu sih, Van, ada beberapa lain kayak Ethereum, Cake, Sushi, ada Dogecoin juga. Nah, cuman, Van, apa sih bedanya antara setiap crypto yang beda-beda itu?
Oke, okay. Nah, kalau Bitcoin kan ini yang paling populer nih. Kalau Bitcoin tuh, you just need to imagine this like a very simple peer-to-peer version of electronic cash, gitu kan. That will allow online payments to be sent directly from one party to another without going through a financial institution. As simple as that. Kalau Bitcoin gitu ya. Nah, kalau Ethereum itu is a little bit different from Bitcoin karena the use case also different. Kalau misalnya Ether itu actually is backed by blockchain juga, sama sih sebenarnya, much like Bitcoin, but the technology is slightly different and aim at a specific use case, smart contracts. Jadi, take a trade, for example financial deal gitu ya. Nah, this relies on each party in the deal having a paper or digital copy of the contract, right? And needing to update it individually. Ini susah banget dan prone to errors. Nah, but a smart contract is one that is written in a code into the blockchain. Jadi, once the terms of the contract are met by each other party, ini kan decentralized technology, right? Itu setiap informasinya akan verified by the miners, usually, and the deal will be executed. Jadi, the use case Bitcoin dan juga Ether itu a little bit different. Nah, banyak lagi yang beda-beda lain, gitu kan. Istilahnya, ada juga yang namanya Ripple, right? Nah, Ripple market itself, ini mirip sedikit dengan Bitcoin. Nah, tapi untuk dari segi partisnya, ini spesifik. Jadi, this as it serves like a cross-border payment solution for large financial institutions based on blockchain technology. Jadi ini literally untuk kayak banks, financial institutions, right? So for example, at the moment, international payment itu may take, for example, a few days to make with a very high cost. Headache gitu ya. For banks, it's like high volume but low value transactions. Jadi that kind of, for example, Facebook might pay out like the app makers, for example. This can often very expensive and unprofitable for the banks because it takes a lot of like effort to move the money, and also the percentage cut won't be as high for larger transaction. Itu enggak profitable banget nih untuk si banks kayak transaction yang istilahnya small money. Nah, Ripple is trying to solve this problem via its technology. So the startup has been conducting trials with a number of financial institutions. Nah, itu kalau nggak salah ada namanya American Express, NL Santander gitu ya. Itu untuk benar-benar using its digital currency gitu ya, known as XRP, untuk bisa dapat instant liquidity need in high value transaction without having like to pay fees. Nah, jadi kalau misalnya ngeliatin dari segi beberapa koin-koin yang istilahnya yang gua bahkan nggak sebutin semua gitu ya, they serve a really different purposes. So usually the trader will see in terms of like the price based on like the purpose of like each of the coins, and of course backed by the legitimacy of big names companies to actually use the coins in dealing with the transaction. Nah, walaupun misalnya this is like kind of really easy ya in an exchange to actually buy it, you also can mine it, right? But actually what can we spend it on, Win?
Yeah, what can we spend it on? Sebenarnya, of course, kalau di Indonesia mungkin belum ada yang bisa di spend on gitu ya. Cuman in the US, actually ada beberapa retailer yang udah nerima Bitcoin atau juga cryptocurrency for purchases gitu kan. Contohnya nih, brands like Starbucks, Microsoft, Home Depot, Whole Foods itu mereka udah accepting Bitcoin. Even KFC di Kanada juga udah nerima Bitcoin for payment gitu. Jadi I think it has a lot to do with the, you know, volatility of their fiat money currency gitu kan. Yang akhirnya ngebikin these retailers dan juga all of these businesses bilang, ya udahlah, since somehow now Bitcoin is a more stable currency, why don't we just also accept Bitcoin for the transaction gitu. Jadi in the US dan juga in Europe sih udah mulai ngeliat ada banyak use casesnya. Cuman di Indo of course masih belum ada gitu. Nah, Van, I think this trend in Bitcoin and juga cryptocurrency is very interesting, right? Do you think it's a hype or it's a future currency?
Okay, this is very interesting questions because you ask like the investor of Bitcoin and also the other cryptocurrencies about like whether this is a hype, right, or a future currency. Personally speaking, that I think this is like a future currency, but not all the coins are safe. So as I mentioned before, right, each of the coins represent different purposes. If you see the trend, most of like the companies already try to verify several coins that has this kind of like legitimacy, right, in terms of serving its purpose. Nah, jadi kalau gue bilang future currency, yes. Hype juga iya, gitu. Nah, future currency, gue ngeliat dari segi use case-nya. Apakah mereka dapat dipakai untuk melakukan transaksi di kemudian hari? Tapi is a hype? Is also yes. Because it's also bubble, right? When people actually do not know about like the use case and they actually do the trading in a kind of clueless manner, ya. Yeah? Clueless manner in a market gitu. Jadi kayak benar-benar speculation. Nah, ini yang membuat banyak banget harga-harga cryptocurrency itu udah bubble. Bagi orang-orang yang tidak paham dan actually coming to the, let's say the trading exchanges just for like profit. Nah, ini bisa menjadi sesuatu yang juga backfire. Nah, jadi if you really ask me about that, I would say we need to be very wise. Also like careful, especially because of like the regulation is not very firm yet. Kalau di luar seperti yang lo katain gitu kan, actually is more it's like safer gitu. Kalau di Indonesia, nah ini nih bisa aja tiba-tiba itu nanti misalnya dari segi OJK, dari segi financial institutions gitu ya, itu tidak ACC terhadap market-market cryptocurrency, that will also be a problem. Dan juga salah satu use case yang gue tahu gitu ya, Ripple, itu juga sekarang lagi ada permasalahan nih terhadap regulators outside gitu. Nah, bahkan tidak hanya di Indonesia nih. So, is it a hype? Yes. Is it like a future currency? Maybe juga gitu ya. Tapi as an investor, I would say this is like, it might be a future currency, especially if you see the use case of each of the coin yang istilahnya memang solve the problems. That's my personal point of view. How about you?
Ya, gue ngelihatnya dari dua sisi juga nih ya. When we talk about Bitcoin, we cannot, you know, not talk about blockchain juga gitu at the same time. I think I agree with you in terms of future currency. It depends on the use case of it, right? If there's a lot of consumer facing use cases on, you know, how to use Bitcoin to purchase your daily needs atau daily goods gitu, then maybe Bitcoin can become the future of our fiat money gitu. Tapi if not, then it probably just becomes kayak emas gitu menurut gue, yang akhirnya jadi option investment aja gitu for people. It doesn't really become a currency at the end of the day, kayak gitu. Terus of hype, yes of course it's a hype juga, like you said. I think like these days, whatever it is yang Elon Musk nge-tweet tuh bakal heboh sama semua orang. Kemarin Clubhouse, udah gitu kalau terms of cryptocurrency, Dogecoin juga abis di-tweet sama Elon Musk, langsung naiknya juga, search pricing juga langsung tinggi. And then of course when Tesla bought 1.2 billion of worth of Bitcoin ya kemarin gitu. So I think it's bit of both. In terms of talking about blockchain, it's definitely not a hype. It's definitely the future, right? People are even like talking about how can we use blockchain as a mean to make the new international passport, international vaccine passport gitu. Karena because it's more legit, it's more you know, it's very hard to be corrupt in blockchain. So in a sense and in a way, it's a fairer option for people to actually track the movement of vaccine lah, kayak gitu, dan juga movement of goods, movement of logistic or anything like that, yang akhirnya yang selama ini mungkin centralized dan juga bisa diedited sama orang, it's hackable. This time karena it's distributed ledger, then it's gonna be hard to hack dan juga hard to corrupt juga gitu at the end of the day. Jadi I think in terms of blockchain, it's definitely the future gitu.
Definitely, I'm totally agree with you. Karena gue ngelihat juga the use case of the blockchain itu really applicable in many industries, right? And it actually really can solve many problems that we face, maybe like in the corporations and also like in the startups. And use case-nya itu beneran ada. So in terms of like the future, hopefully the blockchain will change how we see things. In terms of the currency, if it is like wise enough, it can be the future currency. But just be careful of investing something that you actually still do not know, right? Then definitely we'll need like the regulators, the government, right? And also like the market, the third party intermediaries to have the same consensus to see the real future of blockchain and also like cryptocurrencies. So I think this is like the end of our podcast. It's really interesting to see how blockchain or cryptocurrency really change the market trend, not only globally, but also in Indonesia. And hopefully for our listeners, you can have like a better understanding of this technology and be wise enough to invest your assets in cryptocurrencies. So di sini ada host kalian, Vanessa dan juga Erwin. See you in our next podcast episode.